Hello, welcome to Raw Japan, episode 192. This is Brandon Chin, broadcasting from Itoshima, Fukuoka, and today we're going to talk about hanami parties. Basically, these are cherry blossom viewing parties, or sakura, and people get together, usually outside under the cherry blossoms, and have a picnic with homemade bento boxes, which are just lunch boxes with a bunch of Japanese food in them. And beer sometimes and drinks, and people just get together and enjoy the spring season, fresh new things. But at this hanami party, we were at somebody's house, and usually the sakura in her yard are blooming at this time, but you know, they weren't, so we didn't see any sakura. But we got together, it was a potluck, people brought their own food, and we ate and talked. It was bunch of Japanese people and also foreigners, so good mix of international mix. It was nice. We had both sides, you know. And yeah, I think in Japan this hanami is a very exciting time for Japanese people because they get off and they get to spend time with their family. They're not working, and you go outside and it's just nice, perfect weather. There's no such thing as perfect, but it's a good temperature, not too hot, not too cold. Really beautiful flowers are blooming, and everybody's outside smiling and having fun. And I'm planning on going to one in the park next weekend on the 31st, Sunday. So I'll update you again. I'll call it Hanami 2 or something like that. Anyway, I think what's interesting, though, is that I was also talking to one of the members, the Japanese members of my Raw Japan group. He's a paid member. And basically, we have live calls every week. And on this call, I was talking to him about why Japanese people are shy. And he was saying that Japanese people are taught to memorize certain things, so habits, patterns, systems. You do this in this place, you do this when this happens. And I think it's also the case that hanami is this type of event. It happens, you know, when sakura are in full bloom, end of March, beginning of April, and people get together and it's fun time. You have fun. That's what you do. And what's interesting, though, is that this paid member was also saying that in the West, people are more open to, there's different ways of thinking, you know, and different ways to do one thing. But in Japan, it's more set. This is what you do when this happens. And of course, this is speaking in general, right? It doesn't mean everybody operates on the same thinking in Japan, but it's prevalent. And so, doesn't mean you're going to have fun at a hanami party just because everybody's having fun. But that's the mode everybody switches to. It's like an agreement that everybody knows, a silent agreement. And you know what I just remembered is that I used to listen to this comedian from Osaka. His name is Koyabu. And he's a lanky guy, tall. And he's very funny. He's known to challenge the status quo, and he also had his own program where he talked about pop culture around the world and a lot of hip-hop and other stuff there. It's quite interesting. It's called Bazooka. I think he's still doing it, actually. But yeah, he's into music and fashion and Osaka, but he's also into health and knowing yourself and things like that, and not following just to follow. And he spoke about how, like his acts were always about challenging what is set in Japan. So one of those things he challenged was hanami. And he would always say, like, he'd always, his act was kind of like pretending to be angry. And one of it was like getting angry. Like, why do we always have to be happy at these cherry blossom parties, you know? Like, what's so good about it? We go out and see the flowers, da 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 da, drink some beers, have some lunch boxes, whatever. It's not that fun. It's just, you know, he's just basically challenging it. And of course, it comes across much better in Japanese because humor is different than in English, right? And It also made me think too, like, yeah, that's true actually. Japanese people do have a set way of doing things usually. And I spoke about this on another episode of the podcast before. You can go back and look through the archives. But there was a show called Cool Japan that did this test about dudes picking up women and if Japanese people are too shy to approach women on the street, dudes. And these two young girls were hired by the show, and they went out to this bar, and nobody talked to them for like a few hours. But once they stood on this particular street at night, they were approached like 20, 30 times. And it's because this street is an area called Ginza in Tokyo. It's kind of like an upscale, luxurious area. And it's known to, if you're a single lady, to if you're on the street at night, that you're open to being approached. And it just further proved the point that Japanese people need us, or are conditioned, Japanese people are conditioned to operate a certain way in a certain environment. And now that I think about that too, at today's Hanami party, when when people were when we were leaving, yeah, when we were leaving, the host invited me to say a few words. And I think part of the reason why she invited me to have the closing remarks is because maybe she felt uncomfortable closing the party. Like she didn't really know how to close it. And so she, because I knew a lot of people at the party, and I run my own events, and maybe she thought I could say something that would unite everybody. But I just found it interesting because it was out of the blue, first of all. And thanks, Hiroko-san. No. But yeah, it was interesting because I don't know if it was just and she's not a typical Japanese person, but people, I guess, in certain situations, like, this is what you're supposed to do, and sometimes we can get nervous, or and I mean, I was nervous when I first introduced myself at the party, so it's like a certain way you're expected to behave, and sometimes we can't deliver. But what do you think? Is that easier for you? Like, if there are certain expectations of how to behave in a certain space, or no. Now that you think about it, in general, societies need that, right? Standards and expectations to a certain degree. Otherwise, you just have people going crazy. If people are expected to be this way and that way, like, when you go into a library, you're supposed to be quiet. It's just following the rules. But I think to a certain degree, in Japan, it's more extreme. Like, you're supposed to be, like, it almost comes off at some points that, people aren't being very authentic. They're just doing what is expected of them. And that can get boring sometimes. I think that's why a lot of Western people end up leaving, is because there's no surprise. You just know what's going to happen. And yeah, I think for me, what keeps me staying is the tradition, the old culture, and the sensitivity of people. Like, people are always paying attention to things, and I'm okay with challenging the status quo. So I think because I can do it myself in small, it's not like I'm challenging the entirety, the main status quo in Japan, but I can do my small part. There was this one quote that I heard the other day too, is that, my impact on the world is small but consistent. And I think that's a good philosophy to live by. You don't have to be going out and try to change the world. You can do your own part and do it well and just continue to do that. And this kind of ties into my thought the other day too, that you don't have to be great and amazing or excellent. Like, you do your best every day, and if you end up being mediocre in the grand scheme of things, that's okay too. But you know that you don't have any regrets at the end of your life. You don't, you served people to the best of your ability. And maybe that doesn't mean in the compared to other people that you were great or excellent or, you know, the best, but you were great at doing what you did, and that's okay. You know. But I don't believe that you should just rot and sit around and do nothing. Like, that's not, you're wasting potential to make the people around you better, as in connecting more or just being content with what they have. And you miss out on impacting the people around you and using your rare life as a human being to actually do something, you know? And whether that impact is small or what, but you know, even if it's just ho hosting hanami parties you know, saying hello to your neighbor in a way that makes them feel warm inside, it doesn't matter. Your impact is small, but it's consistent. So if you're interested in knowing more about, you know, the people that attend these type of events and make an impact that is small but consistent in the local communities, and I've been doing it for decades through their art and their businesses, then I have something for you. Just go to www.brandonchin.net/raw, RAW, and I have some books and stories I want to mail to you. And I'm thinking of including some audiobooks of my work, audio stories. So more on that later. But for now, just go to that page and watch that video. And if you want a free book, you can go to brandonchin.net/block, BLOCK, and that is the series that I'll be writing. You can check it out there. Get the free book, the first in the series. The other ones will be only included in the Raw Japan package. That is for paid members only. So take care of yourself, and as always, share this podcast episode with people that you think need to make an impact, or that are making an impact that's small but consistent. Send it to them and see what they think about it, you know? Take care of yourself, and good night.